We're holding Perek Hamishi. Achrei Shizkarnu Shemus Hamidus Ikriyas Mekanonos B'Lihir Beinu. We've spoken about the main, the primary midas which find a place inside of us. Alin Lahakir is a koyach. Shal Yoda Hamidus Meiros is son of the Pulis. There is the midas, and then there is the vehicle that you use to motivate us. Koyach zeh hu adimyon. This koyach is referred to as dimyon. Okay. Dimyon is imagination, fantasy, etc. Hamida atzma mafia b'todo seno raka ele dimyonis. So the way the mida process, we process it through the koyach of dimyon. For example, so a person who has a mida of gaiva has this picture in his mind of what, you know, how people should react with him. And then, of course, that doesn't necessarily happen. Usually not, right? And then the result will be that mida of gaiva will become the sarva in him and get upset. How you talking that they're not giving me the shlishi that I deserve? Well, because he dreamt of the picture of him getting shlishi. Right? So the way it's going to interact with us is through that process of dimmi. Okay. It's these pictures, many different ways, which give us a 3D technicolor, right? What we expect, what the midas want. Nothing is a good thing. And that's how it works. One of the Rishonim uses an interesting lashon. I remember who. He says that dimyon is where the goof is taking over the seichel and appropriating it for its use. The human being has a tremendous ability to conceptualize things, understand things, etc. Instead of using that to conceptualize and understand reality as it really is, the goof comes along and takes that power and makes it picture the way they would like it to be, or we wish it would be, or we think it is. Right? So I'm a nice guy. You know, I have all pictures of how nice I am in my mind. The reality is I'm a horrible guy. Yes, somebody else will tell you that, but I think I'm a nice guy. I have all my pictures of my dimyonis and what I look like. On one side, dimyon can be used to picture, you know, indulging oneself and how geschmack it's going to be. You know, you've all had this. I think we've had this more than once. This dimyon, which didn't play out. You know, we're not fans of going into restaurants. My wife and I were, you know, our food is much better than the restaurant. Like, why would I want to go to a restaurant? You know, what's all we go to a restaurant? It's nice to get out. Yeah, fine. You know, we're going on a nas labe that's not going to be as geschmack as it is at home. So, but it's nice to get out. Fine. But one time we were up in New York for a sip, and there was this restaurant which had like this major reputation, supposed to be. So, wow, this is really a geschmack, you know. So I picture like how geschmack is going to be. I don't know. I don't get it. but you have this picture of what it's going to be. Or the other one, which I think you probably might have experienced, is you buy this Pesach, you know, shackle cake.
I don't think there's any idea of how good that's going to be.
And it looks like, you know, so schmuck, right? You know,
it's going to be good.
It's, you know, you have this picture like, wow, it's like bright green and red and yellow and chocolate, you know. And it just doesn't come out the same way, right? So there's a dimmi on one side. Okay, you know, you see my pictures are, right? There's a question about the Mayor Bluff that's out. He was in the hospital towards the end of his life. They needed to test his certain enzymes, and they tested his saliva. He wasn't salivating. He wasn't producing enough saliva to test. So they told the rabbi, you know, think of your favorite food, and you'll start salivating. So he did, and they salivated. So after, was one of the doctors was curious, like, what did the rabbi think of? You know, he says a soft boiled egg. Like, that was his, like, his picture of, like, you know, Tanugir Elam Hazeh, like, you know, it was like, you know, it was like pasted like a cake, you know, like, it never, anyway, okay. Says on one side, Umuchama Vishaya Machla V'Asim Ida. The Dimion also, you know, we have these pictures of, you know, doom and gloom, which is going to happen. It's the world's coming to the end, it's going to be so horrible. Then we get all intense, you know, like, chill out. Well, the Dimion is we're picturing it. Our mind is like, you know, developing these thoughts and creating so much has nothing to do with reality. I'm not saying, you know, we say Tosa Derech because it's Sakana, right? But right? According to, you know, all these different studies, it's probably safer to fly than it is to drive a car. But you have excellent people get on the plane and start saying, oy vey, what's going to be? And they're like all tense and nervous, you know. I'm not saying it's geschmack when the plane goes down, you know. But, like, we're getting much more intense than we should because the dimin is intensifying. Whatever it describes for us, Chai Lifnei becomes alive. We function in the picture. And we push it, we really act with emotionally as if it's real. That is push it, how powerful Dimion is. Zal Pliskin writes this, you know, in one place he talks about the Dimion of Kavod. It's geschmack that people should recognize. He says, a person has a very vivid imagination, can imagine himself standing in front of the audience and getting the applause, and if he's good at it, he can push it and get the hanor of the Kavod without the whole thing happening. That's how ephemeral Kavod is.
Something to shoot for.
What?
Something to shoot for.
Right, but you can push it like a person like you know, daydreaming about the geschmack, you know. So
being the last minute shot of the basket, getting it in, winning the game.
Buzzer sound.
I think the most common nowadays is winning lottery. People, you know, they can fantasize about winning lottery. You know, what's going to look like and how schmuck it's going to be. I didn't buy a ticket. It's a detail, you know. I'm not saying you should buy a ticket either.
I actually did see the last winning game.
What? No. Okay. Now, in general, Dimion, he writes all the way back in the end of the Sefer. Dimion's either work in the past or in the future, for the most part. They will, what he's going to say is they will work in the present also. And that I picture myself living than I really am. It's also Dimion. Most things are what's going to be. If I do this, I have this thought process which is like, you know, which is building it up in my mind. The problem with it is it's not the reality. And so it's going to become the way the midas lead us to where the midas want to go is by creating, using the seichel to generate a thought process and a picture of how bad it's going to be or how good it's going to be. And that's so we end up with the following. So Purna Bereishis Gimel Aleph. Banochesh hu asatim hu yitzharim. He is a sultan, he's a yitzharim. Rava nezik im amiyot hiyosanira. It's not so obvious. He causes a lot of problems. Karomer Chazal, show you some more roichim alof. So Chazal said that the yitzharim was riding on the nochesh. Shakara Hamachti, that which we are led to do sin, Yasa Zet, then so Shakara Hamadama does it through this karak of creating a vision, Hamoyvel a law of Dimyani Atanugim Achurmini, which brings to you this fantasy of the physical pleasures, Hamati Miderach Hashlemich, which take you away from the derech of the truth. The having desire. A. In Dimyoni Hatanugim, together with this vision of what it's going to be like, Avila Melov, Hema Hamitzavim, Lekerech Hazagashmim, that's what directs us. Apoilim Machtim, Kavonis, Rotz and Akel Yisborach, Shalom Yiskarim, Aleim, Lekerech Hazikli, Yim Chobehem. They are going to then direct you, cause you to go against the Rosh Hashanah, unless you make a conscious effort to challenge it with your seichel. So that's the power of Dimyon. So he's not. We need to be aware of how much that's functioning in our, inside of ourselves. Now, Dimyon is Masikim Moisan, we're so involved in them. Shapomim Omer Mishtashim, Metzirim Machayim, Shatanugim Kilohim Mamoshim. We fantasize it to the point that it almost comes real to us. Bottom Mavalim, we spend, Mavalim, and waste. Behemoth Manra. Hein onu chayim b'olam adimyon, olam shalom shal dimyonos tanugim v'hakdesha. Picturing pleasures and creating false concerns. This is, comes out, it's the polar opposite of Seichel. Seichel's desire is for truth and reality. That allows us to come to a true understanding of our responsibilities and come to understand the awareness of the ruchnius of the Briya. Okay. Whereas this is like the opposite. The Dimyon also uses the seichel. You know, you'll feel so much better when you do this. It'll be so healthy for you and so good for you that therefore you should do it, and therefore then you'll be able to learn better. Right? So not just, it's not just that he sells you the seichel. He makes you like, you know, you talk a good vision. I'll be so much more rested if I, you know, don't, you know, show up for my chavrusa. I'll be able to learn better. You picture yourself learning better, and he has this whole picture going on. Right? The reality is, it's all in the dimyon. Right? Pomim kosha is a pack of the tzniyah sonos. Pomim kosha lahavchid imach shabu yisenu b'seichel tor yisenu. A dimyon. Someone who's not sure, is it a good thought process? Or it's a dimyon. You're confused. We need to have a tremendous amount of intelligence and focus to be able to overcome that.
What if somebody doesn't have that?
What?
But I mean, on a serious note, Rebbe said, you know, like, you know, missing the chavrusa by sleeping or something like that, and you'll be able to do more later. So tonight, just right now, put it out for everyone. I'm having an issue. I haven't davened Maariv yet. She was davened Maariv at 10. I tried to be asleep by 9:45. So, you know, do I stay and daven Maariv and know I won't get to sleep till close to 10:45, and now I'm going to be way off for tomorrow? Or do I daven Yechidus and, you know, actually be rested and be productive? So, like, how does that, you know, I don't know where this is. Then you come in like, oh, if I go to bed, you know, if I stop by myself, you know, faster, I go home and then I can sleep. I can actually have a productive day tomorrow. I stay up that much later. So, how does that? I don't know. And so.
I understand.
I don't mean to bring everybody into this, but just I'm not sure that's the exact example Rebbe gave, and it's just affecting me right now, so I thought I'd ask.
it's a hard question. It says, you know, a person needs to have a...
And I don't have that, so I'm okay. And he said to ask a rabbi, so I have Rebbe, so...
We'll talk. Okay.
Talk at 10:35. Yeah.
Hadimin heir of Adam Yadusay. Dimin is awake in the person from the day he's born. The kids live in the world of fantasy. The problem is they get stuck in your head. Your certain understanding of relationships, the way you picture things, etc. Because that's how you start when you're a kid. And next thing you know, you're 25 years old and you're still doing it. Or you're 45 years old. Or 65 years old. Right? In a certain sense, you have to say that there is that. Dimyon has a very big schmack to it. Because if I can picture myself getting. Being that person that I want to be without working on it, it's much easier, right, than actually doing it. Or, you know, living in a world where I've dealt with the issues. So a person, he pictures that I've really dealt with the issues of my anger problems, and I have a happy marriage. That's much easier than recognize the fact that he doesn't have a happy marriage and his wife is upset with him. So you have these people, you talk to the person, they cannot accept the reality of what's going on. Or another world of dimming is the world of escapism. You know, it's overwhelming to deal with it. I just rather, escape into something. So some people escape into much of entertainment is built on that.
Not to come back to Craig's question, but I think we will get to this.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you. It's easy to sit on the outside and say the guy's nuts. He clearly has a horrible marriage. The guy himself is sitting there saying that my marriage is great. But being that person, how do you sit there and recognize and break that hold that Dimyon has on you?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it. The problem is he warns at the end that it's not easy. Nobody's going to say the process is easy. But it's a process, part of the process of, it's almost the process of honesty and learning. The developing of learning, the learning process which we do, which forces us to be honest and to challenge, to think.
You're always going to have to question.
So the mehechatesis of the world is a very positive thing. Because I'm a mehechatesis, right? The more I'm used to asking them, this is really such a great idea, mehechatesis. It's such a good idea. I'm doing such a great job, mehechatesis. The more you're trained, so let's prove it to me. Okay, so give me proofs, right? If you're talking to yourself, give me proofs that I have a great marriage. Well, my wife said thank you for being nice to her last night. Okay, that's a good raya, right? But the last time she said that was in the 15, was it's the last, she hadn't said in 15 months, right? So maybe it's a problem. I think the more you train yourself to think like that, it's a precision. It's the more you develop your seichel. The more you develop your seichel, the more the seichel doesn't have that hold on you.
I feel like it can be very easily turned into a cynicism, though.
Everything has a balance. I have to tell you a fascinating thing. I grew up in a fairly interesting, you've heard my story from my childhood. Fairly interesting childhood. So what I dealt with it was I became a reader. So I became a very extensive reader. I read on the average of a book a day. I finished a book a day. So that meant that I picked up a book right after school and I would read it. until I finished. 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, didn't make a difference. I finished the book before I went to bed. And I learned to escape my reality by reading a book. I can tell the difference. If I read fiction today, if I will allow myself to read a fiction book 2 or 3 days in a row, my Gemara learning is not the same. Because I let myself live in the world of Dimyon for years. I spent the whole day reading a book, but it's the scariest thing. Like, if I let myself read a few minutes at all, think of an hour, read a book for 40 minutes, an hour, and a kosher, you know, kosher fiction. You know, but my mind starts thinking of a world of non-reality. My learning is not the same. And my wife knows, you know, one of my biggest HRs is reading. Because I love to read. I love to escape into the world of reading. When I'm reading, I don't hear you. Like, I'm gone. You know, and I've escaped into the world of dimming. So I don't have to deal with all the issues that I have to deal with. I'd rather read. I should be taking care of something. I should be sleeping and such. I'd rather be in that world. It's much more geschmack. But that world, everything's fine. You know, so that's also power of Dimyon, which is the power of Dimyon allows me to connect, get an emotional connection with this non-reality character who's written in a book. Like, you know, I mean, you all had the experience. You know, you went to, you know, a TV show or a movie, like, you get, and you know, like, your heart starts pounding. Like, he's in danger. Who's he? There's nobody there. Like, we're idiots. You know, we're thinking about it. We're really, you know, it's a fascinating thing that we're able to connect to fantasy, and we're drawn towards it because that's much easier than living with real life. The problem is you have a whole society built on the fact that they respect that this person is great because they can get up in front of people and act like something that they're not, and that's called godless. You know, if you're at your hometown, you know, like, you know, right? And therefore their opinions are intelligent and they have carry weight. You know, this person has intelligent opinions. Like, his godless is they can pretend to be somebody else. That's godless. You know, it's a scary world, right? So a kid, he lives in that world, and it's hard to get rid of them when we get older. Okay. See, he says, Echad HaKarkim B'Kachas Nefesh Omar, one of the researchers into psychology, Omar, Lu Oya Dimyana Sehuri Adam Royam Umushkasim, if they'd be bad, Kaos Oya Kalapachas Kadaili Lacham Behem, you'd have to fight that. Although Roy Hinam Yaldusim, the problem is that they're childish. Akhade Kach, they're so childish. Sha'adam Isbayish Behem, he's supposed to be embarrassed at the point he doesn't want to deal with it. The problem is, the reality is that they get stuck. Right? As we get older, we add some more ones, new ones. Rabbi Adam Valam Kolshan Seim, but Tipuach Dimyonis Shehem Hamalim is called Rach Shalipa. Most of your life is spent filling yourself up with different ideas and fantasies of what you would like to it to look like, and that takes most of your focus. Okay, let's hold it here.